Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Hey, you know, Jeff, our bass player, said an interesting thing during the break that you probably didn't hear because you weren't here, but about quoting the melody of a song. Can you explain what that means to the layman?
Sure. All the songs we play have a melody, and in the solo I took at the as far as I can tell, yeah, they do. Yes. Otherwise, they wouldn't be a. Yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't be a song. It'd just be a chord progression. Okay. So, anyways. We were talking about, at the very end of the solo, I quoted the melody.
Quoted the melody.
Yeah, I played the melody, which...
Did you call that quoting?
Yep, by playing the melody. Another way to say that is I quoted the melody.
You did the melody.
Yes, I did the... I quoted the melody as I played it.
Okay.
And
how
I,
did you do that?
You know, I feel to end a solo, that's a good thing. It kind of brings it back home just in case everyone's, in case everyone's kind of losing interest in the tune or it's hard to hear the song. I think that kind of brings it back home. You know what I mean? In my opinion.
So you saved it from losing interest. Is it you're saying John was losing their interest and you quoted the melody to bring them back?
I'm not sure that's quite what he's saying.
Oh, no. Okay. No, just saying. But then did you plan to do that? I know you didn't mean that.
Wait, did you say John was losing interest?
You said they need to talk about it, so I'd be losing interest.
Well, on a bass solo, bass solos are notorious for, sometimes kind of going off the track. And sure, yeah. By the end, I think it's a good idea to kind of bring everyone back in case everyone kind of lost. You get it.
It's fascinating stuff. Okay. Anyhow, that's Jeff Hammond on the bass there. John Thulin on the piano. And quoting a melody. Did you ever hear of that? You know about that?
Pardon?
Ever hear that term, quoting a melody?
No, I haven't.
Play an instrument yourself?
The radio.
Oh, yeah. What kind do you play?
Sony. Yeah.
I used to have a Philco that was really good radio. It sounded really good because it was big and made out of wood.
Tubes and things inside.
Tubes and things in there, They had a difference. They had a good resonance, though, because it was the size of a small refrigerator.
A woofer and a tweeter?
I don't know. I never looked inside it. Scary.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
Are those old radios?
Oh, yeah, and heavy, too.
Heavy.
Big magnet in there behind the speaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And who are you, by the way?
I'm Jim.
Jim? What do you do these days, Jim?
I'm a stay-at-home husband.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's cool. So you don't go to other homes and act as a husband. You just stay with the one.
No, it sounds better than being unemployed.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What is your field, though?
What is my field? Oh, publishing.
Publishing?
Yeah. People don't read anymore, so it's gotten tough.
No point in publishing that.
Well, it's not as great a need, for us. So
you'll find something, I'm sure. But you got to get out of the house a little bit. Okay. How are you? Pretty good? You good? Things good?
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
Wonderful.
May I ask who you are?
Shirley.
Shirley, where are you from? Shirley, I may ask, or Shirley is who you are?
Whatever you want. Madison.
Shirley Madison?
Shirley from Madison.
Shirley from Madison. Is this, who's this? At?
This is Larry.
And Larry from Madison?
Well, Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have something in common, Michael.
What is that?
Beside our age.
Yes.
thank you.
And Shirley, of course.
Yes. Your belt.
My belt, yes.
Yes, I have the same belt.
Are you wearing it now?
I'm not wearing a belt.
You're not wearing a belt now, so how can I confirm that?
You'll confirm it.
You'll confirm that?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you know about his belt then, do you? Do you know this gentleman?
Never saw her before in my life.
What is this gentleman to you?
He's a
careful.
A very good friend.
A very good friend. Very good friend, or
a very, very good friend.
Well, I'm glad for you both, is all I can say.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And you're wearing a tracksuit, though. Were you running today? Or?
Hardly. I have a tough enough time walking.
Well, you just wear a tracksuit ordinarily?
Well, I think it looks, good.
It's an Adidas.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A piece of junk or something. It's a nice one.
Thank you. Would you like to buy it, maybe?
What field are you in, then?
I'm in the field of retirement.
Are you from England originally, or am I just talking this way for no reason?
Well, I must admit, but it was 100 years ago, but I was born there in England, yes.
Just a little town?
A little town of London.
Town of London. Little London town.
London, England.
Yes, and you... Did you leave London as a boy then?
I was 17. Yes. That was about roughly 20 years ago.
And you left for no reason?
Actually, I followed my mother. It was appropriate, don't you think?
I think so. She's probably leading you by the hand. And then where did she take you?
She took me to Boston.
Really? By the hand? The whole...
Whatever.
Ship involved? Do you remember the trip?
Yes, I do. Yes, there was a ship, actually. It was the Queen Mary.
Queen Mary?
Yeah.
So you grew up in Boston?
Well, yeah, I went to school there. Northeastern University. Give it a plug.
Northeastern. Very good school. And did you end up teaching yourself? Or?
No. I ended up in retail management.
Retail management.
Yeah.
And what retail did you manage?
H.C. Prangy Company.
Prangy?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody remember H.C. Prangy Company?
Prangy's was Prangy's. Boy, now that you mentioned, I really miss Prangy's.
Yeah, well, no comment.
Nice to have you both here, and you're a really nice couple. Can I call you a couple?
Pardon?
You're a couple? You're a couple, I can say that. Do we have something for our couple of the week here?
Sure, yes. We can send them home with some wine.
Yes.
And they can picnic in elegance.
Wine, okay? Wine is good? Yeah.
Yeah, bottles of Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumé from the Wollersheim Winery.
All right, sounds good. And were you going to blow that horn?
I was going to blow that horn, but now that I've got your attention, I'll just wave my hand.
Okay. Your hand keeps doing that for any reason, though.
That's true.
So we should play the quiz, is
yeah,
what
we
I'm
should.
Saying.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go to the What Do You Know quiz right now. This chance to win fabulous prizes. Come on. I didn't care for this part too much, but that was a rather stern raise of the right hand. A little bit scary. You didn't mean it that way, did you?
No. Okay.
How are you?
Just fine. Thank you.
And your name is?
Dan Madden.
Dan Madden?
Yes.
Dan Madden. I know that name. How do I know that name?
I don't know.
What do you do, Dan?
I just retired from the Madison Fire Department.
Oh, you did? This is the firefighters here? These are all the firefighters. Okay.
Fire Station number 9.
Fire Station number 9. Is that the one that's out here?
Midvan.
In Midvan. Okay. All right, Dan Madden, give me one reason you should play this quiz.
I like trivia.
Well, this is not trivia, Dan. This is my life. Come on down here anyhow. Come on, join me. Give Dan a little encouragement. Have a seat there if you would, Dan. So is there a gene for firefighting? It tends to run in families, doesn't it?
Yeah, my dad was a firefighter.
Yeah, he was. Anybody else in the family? Any siblings or?
Brother is a police chief.
Police chief? What went wrong with him?
Yeah, that's what we ask.
Something went wrong there. Something. You must have had a reversal in life at some point.
Yeah, kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Do you get along with him? I mean, because he's,
oh,
he's
yeah.
a police type
you have
and you're
to.
A fire type.
Right.
Is that true what they say about firemen and cops? I mean, is there kind of a disjunction between them? Not dislike, necessarily.
Well, the rivalry is more about us liking our job better than they like theirs.
Is that generally true? Firemen, or firefighters, excuse me, like their jobs and cops have mixed feelings?
I can only speak for us.
Yeah. You still got the pole there? They still got the pole at number 9?
No, it's a one-floor station.
Better that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of, why do they always do that? Why do they do that? I read they're getting rid of poles in a lot of places that still
have
them.
Yeah, you can get hurt if you don't hold on.
Yeah. And if you don't use your arms, you just go down with your legs around it or something like that, because you're probably holding gear and stuff, right? So that could be a problem.
No, that's usually by the fire engine.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah. So, did you have the dog there at number 9?
No, they haven't had dogs in a while.
Yeah?
Although that is my nickname.
What do they call you?
Used to be Mad Dog, but now they've just shortened it to The Dog.
It's The Dog. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Madden. Pleasure to have you here, Dan. And now you're retired. You still, if there's an alarm, you probably got your little radio, and you still go out there and see if you can help.
Not really.
No.
Yeah. That's why they call it retirement.
What do you do in retirement? Fisherman, hunter, sportsman, golfer?
Disc golf. Frisbee golf. Yes.
You do frisbee golf?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you good at that?
It's taken 20-some years, but I'm finally getting pretty good at it.
Yeah. I see all these young guys doing it, but they can run like in circles and catch things and fly through the air.
That's ultimate.
Oh, yeah.
Golf, yeah.
Oh, this or is just you throw frisbee. It into a basket or something.
Right.
In a garbage can or something.
Yes.
Where do you do that?
There's four courses in the area.
And is this competitive? Is there a league and all
They have, like, leagues, yes. Tournaments, individuals.
Yeah. And how are you doing in that regard?
I try and keep out of last place.
The dog. It's the dog again, ladies and gentlemen. Dan, great to have you here. Thank you for joining us. And someone out there will play along, and how does that work?
People who want to play the quiz, pick up their phones and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, this is easy. How far would a tennis ball traveling at 120 miles per hour after a Serena Williams serve have traveled before you realized it's coming? Given the time it takes approximately one-tenth of a second for the brain to process what it sees, what the eyes see, so... I don't know how many feet will have traveled, 120 miles per hour, Serena Williams serving, within about how many feet?
10.
Okay. Within 10 feet. Simple. Antonio's on the line here from East Providence, Rhode Island. Hi, Antonio. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
That's good. Fine. Thank you. Thanks for asking. Do you follow tennis at all?
From far away, so I can get here.
Yeah. All right. Did you hear the question?
I did.
Yeah, 120 miles per hour. The serve is coming towards you. The brain takes a tenth of a second to process what has just happened. By that time, the ball has traveled how far?
Well, I'm blind, so I wouldn't see the ball coming, but I do have a brain here working.
Yeah.
If I could see it, it would be about 10, I guess.
What'd you say?
22 seconds.
No, number of feet.
Number of feet before you realize it's coming.
Yeah, before you actually see it coming.
So in the tennis court, it would be about 2 meters. So
meters. I don't speak meters. I don't speak meters.
7 feet.
7 feet?
Yeah.
Close enough. 10 feet. You got it, Antonio.
Awesome.
Good man. Antonio, this is the Mad Dog here, Dan Madden.
Nice to meet you, Antonio.
He's a firefighter. Antonio, you know how the quiz works?
Yes.
Okay, so two of you are a team right now. You work together, you collaborate, and you are a brain trust, and we have various categories, including these.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Antonio, you pick the first one, please.
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay, school. Black holes, they suck in or spew out energy?
Suck in,
he says. Suck in.
Yeah,
I agree.
Suck in, yes. All right. Good start.
That's one right and zero wrong.
What's left there, sir?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Mad Dog.
Places.
Places. Okay. Who wears the horsehair wigs in Hong Kong? The solicitors or the barristers? It's in court. Only one is allowed to wear the horsehair wigs, the old British things. Is it the solicitors or the barristers who wear the wigs in Hong Kong?
Couldn't hear the question well, but I'd say the first one.
Solicitors or barristers?
Barristers, yeah.
A barrister is a lawyer there, right?
Yeah, they're a little different.
And I know I'd go with barrister.
Barrister? Barrister, Antonio?
Oh, yeah.
Barristers, yes, the barristers. Solicitors, they want them, but they're not allowed to have them.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Going good. What's left?
Current events, people, science, or odds and ends.
Antonio?
Let's try current events.
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. Should you suck your baby's pacifier or shouldn't you?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean personal taste.
Why not?
Why not, he says.
He
has been in the news, I guess.
Well.
So I definitely heard this, about this item, and it's supposed to pass anti-aging
antibodies.
To your baby.
Okay, I agree with you, Antonio.
Okay, congratulations. You've won the quiz. Holy cow. Unbelievable. Pretty good. Pretty darn good, you guys. What a brain trust you are. They could stop here, but couldn't they go on?
They could. They could go on and try to win the mother load.
How would they do that, not being mothers?
Well, they put everything on the line, and you ask them either one or two more questions. One more question. And then they win many more fantastic prizes at the risk of losing them all.
So it's all or nothing.
Correct.
On one question here, you gentlemen want to go, Antonio and Mad Dog. You want to go for it, or you want to just take your...
Doesn't matter to me. What do you think, Antonio?
Oh, let's go for it, man.
Let's go for it.
All right. You got to get this one question here from what categories?
People, science, or odds and ends.
People, science, odds and ends. I think Mad Dog is back to you, isn't it?
People, science,
or odds and ends, yeah.
Let's try people.
People, these kind of survey results? Okay with that? No, you're not okay with that? Want a different one?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay, what would you like?
What do you think, Antonio?
For a category?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with people.
People? Okay. You okay with that? Now you're okay with it?
I guess so.
Okay.
If Antonio is.
All right, meeting that perfect someone is church. A good way to meet someone.
Yes or no?
Yes or no? There are various places you can meet, you know, work, school, bars.
Church has got to be a good place.
Church the best of those ways to meet someone?
I go with that, Mad Dog. I think it is a good place.
Or is it not?
I don't know, Antonio.
Would it, in fact,
maybe
be possibly
not.
The
Have
worst
you,
place
I
to meet
so.
Someone
so.
In terms of...
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think so.
I agree with someone. Antonio.
Well, I'm sorry?
Antonio thinks no.
Not
a good place?
Not a good
place. Not a good place.
You're right, it's not. Only 4%, 36% worker school, 11% bars, only 4% church. Congratulations.
Dan, start every day with the What Do You Know way, with a pound of the show's signature What Do You Novo roast from Herb and the Boys at Denver's Novo Coffee Roastery, and then keep madness tenuously at bay with the ghost of Zelda Fitzgerald listening to James Murphy's CD Asheville. Accessorize your spring ensemble with an attractive copper What Do You Know logo charm custom made by Angie Simonson at the Weirdly Wired Jewelry in Bellevue, Nebraska. Get the backstory on the Knights of the Dinner Table with Volume 1, Tales from the Vault by Jolly R. Blackburn from Kenzer & Company, and wallow in genuine Americana listening to What Do You Know About Copeland with liner notes by patriotic musicologist Michael Feldman on Nibus Records. Antonio, find out whether there's a good reason that the average American husband can't hear what his wife is saying. In What Do You Know, test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then feel like a real sophisticate wearing a t-shirt from Ten Chimneys, the National Historic Landmark in Genesee Depot, Wisconsin. Take a walk on the R-rated side with the talking plush version of everyone's favorite animal, and that would be the honey badger, who looks snuggly but will rip your head off from ThinkGeek.com. And delight friends and foes alike playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including contestants, questions, an enthusiastic audience, and the always warm and cuddly Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at NotMuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Mad Dog.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your service. Thank you. Mad Dog Man, Antonio, hang out. Make sure you get all that. Thanks for playing.
Attention, La Crosse Feldman fans. What Do You Know will be at the lovely Viterbo Fine Arts Center in La Crosse on June 8th. Get your tickets by calling 608-796-3100 or by visiting notmuch.com. Tickets for our upcoming shows in Madison right here at Monona Terrace. Just go to notmuch.com or call 608-262-2201. And if you're looking to keep the laughs going, click over to notmuch.com. You can join our Facebook family, keep up with Michael's tweets, or play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer, with assistance from Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ralph, and Brad Kohlberg.
Thank you all. Thanks for coming. Talk to you next week. Thank you all.
RRI, Public Radio International.